Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Geopolitical risks, dropping prices are shaping the energy storage market. The energy storage sector is undergoing a transformative shift, with lithium iron phosphate, LFP, batteries taking center stage. Experts emphasize LFP's advantages like enhanced safety, longer lifespan, reduced costs, and consistent performance. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are looking to capitalize on this trend. Mining News Wire, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the global mining and resources sectors. With broad reach and a seasoned team, MNW helps clients reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Vivacore Inc., NASDAQ VK, is one to watch. Vivacore Inc. has seen significant revenue growth in 2023 thanks to expanded logistics operations and integrated midstream assets. The company operates a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet under long-term contracts, providing consistent revenue and service. Vivacore's remediation facilities will address a produced water treatment market projected to reach $12.2 billion by 2028. Recent acquisitions have expanded Vivacore's infrastructure footprint and service reach across key U.S. energy basins. Vivacore, NASDAQ, VIVK, is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation of oilfield fluids and waste. Their integrated model aligns with industry trends favoring sustainability, compliance, and full-cycle fluid management. For more information about Vivacore, visit their newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Learn more at InvestorWire.com. Investor Canoes Breaks, G Mining Ventures Corp. Delivers free cash flow and $24.4 million Q1 profit, advances Oko West. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced a Q1 2025 profit of $24.4 million and generated $36.0 million in free cash flow with 35,578 ounces of gold production. The company remains on track to meet 2025 guidance with $149 million in cash and no incidents. GMN also advanced early works at Oko West, revealing a feasibility study with a $2.2 billion NPV at $2,500 gold. Proven and probable reserves increased to 6.7 million ounces, and the company gained inclusion in three major mining indices, enhancing institutional visibility. Punyam Academy introduces new e-learning course, API Spec, Q1, 10th edition, QMS Internal Auditor Training. Punyam Academy introduces a new e-learning course, the API Spec Q1, 10th edition, Quality Management System Internal Auditor Training. This online program is specifically tailored for professionals in the petroleum and natural gas industry looking to become certified internal auditors. The course covers the API Spec Q1, 10th edition, standard in 7 sessions, including risk management, documentation, and the internal audit process. Upon completion, participants receive a verifiable training certificate from Exemplar Global. Suitable for those working in welding, heat treating, inspection, and more, the course offers a comprehensive audit checklist and flexible learning options. For more information or to enroll, visit punyamacademy.com.
USA Bug Sweeps Inc. warns of significant surveillance risks in acceptance of Qatar aircraft gift. Emphasis on comprehensive bugging device detection. USA Bug Sweeps Inc. highlights the significant surveillance risks associated with accepting a $400 million Boeing 747-8 aircraft gift from the Qatari royal family by former President Donald Trump. President Michael Auletta stresses the urgent need for comprehensive bugging device detection to safeguard national security. Modern surveillance technology allows for minuscule and easily concealed devices, requiring collaboration with aircraft manufacturers for effective detection. Past incidents, like China finding listening devices in a Boeing 767, emphasize the importance of rigorous detection protocols. Auletta urges proactive security measures, including TSCM sweeps and ongoing monitoring, to prevent privacy and security breaches. USA Bug Sweeps, Inc. offers expertise in detecting and eliminating covert surveillance devices to ensure environments are free from unauthorized surveillance.
Mining news breaks. Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB, ABHF, positioned to accelerate Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Limited, through its joint venture with American West Metals, has partnered with Ocean Partners Holdings to advance the Storm Copper Project in Nunavut, Canada. The deal includes up to 80% project development financing and an offtake agreement granting Ocean Partners exclusive rights to copper and silver products. Backed by funding from Taurus Mining Royalty and Aston Bay, the partnership will support exploration and pre-feasibility efforts in 2025. CEO Thomas Ulrich expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting Ocean Partners' expertise in ore sorting and project development. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia and Nunavut, Canada, with additional projects in negotiation. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCQB ESAF, highlights near-term production strategy on Mining Newswire podcast. ES Gold Corp President Brad Kitchen discussed the company's Montauban project and near-term production strategy on the latest Mining Newswire podcast. Kitchen highlighted funding exploration through early-stage tailings production, with an estimated $100 million in recoverable material. He also emphasized community impact, operational goals for 2025, and a marketing plan to increase visibility. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Mining news breaks. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., SXVUCU, expands North American REE refining plans as Rapid SX nears commissioning. Ucor Rare Metals is nearing the commissioning of its Rapid SX commercial demonstration plant in Kingston, Ontario, a key milestone in its plan to commercialize its advanced rare earth element separation technology. The company is also preparing to construct its first strategic metals complex in Louisiana, expected to process 2,000 tons of total rare earth oxides by the end of 2024 and scale to 5,000 tons in 2026. Ucor's long-term roadmap includes additional SMCs in Alaska and Canada, alongside the development of its 100% owned Boken-Dotson Ridge HRE resource in Alaska. With strong U.S. and Canadian government support and partnerships with Kingston Process Metallurgy and MetChem Associates, Ucor aims to establish a complete North American REE supply chain independent of China. Nickel miners in Indonesia decry royalty rate increase, warn of possible layoffs. The nickel mining industry in Indonesia is unhappy with the government's decision to increase mining royalties from 10% to rates ranging from 14 to 19%. This change, effective since May, is seen as a source of revenue for President Subianto's programs, like free meals for pregnant mothers and children. The industry argues that the timing of the increase, amidst the U.S.-China trade war and economic uncertainties, could lead to job cuts or mine closures. Nickel prices have already been affected by oversupply and reduced demand from EV battery makers. While the government hopes the higher royalties will curb nickel production and stabilize prices, companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, with operations in Indonesia, may feel the impact on global mineral markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArmp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.